Je me baladais sur l'avenue, le cœur ouvert à l'inconnu. J'avais envie de dire bonjour à n'importe qui.
Welcome everybody. It is going to be a crazy, crazy week in pinball. We are going to get, in this one week, Transformers from the 1980s. And people are most likely going to see some Sonic the freaking Hedgehog from the early 90s. The Sega Sonic the Hedgehog game. Not the movie, the video game that we all know and love. It's all going to happen this week. Stern is going to show Transformers to the distributors and dealers tomorrow. The media day is Wednesday, and we've already seen the entire game. We're going to maybe get some sneak peek at Sonic for some people. I can't make it out to anywhere. I can't go. I can't travel. For some reason, these pinball companies think it's easy for those of us with other jobs to take vacation days, get on a plane, and see these pinball machines. Not only that, you know, they don't pay for travel anymore. And so I just don't have the time to dedicate to this in the middle of the work week. If they did it on a Thursday or Friday, actually Friday would be the ideal day where most of us could probably get away, fly out early in the morning, see the game, and then fly back early Saturday morning. That would be the ideal. So if you're listening, pinball company, the worst time to ask people to go is in the middle of the week, in the middle of the work week. And let me ask you guys a question. Do you actually think that these YouTubers are paying for their travel to Stern? Do you actually think they're paying out of their own pocket? Or do you think maybe Stern is paying for some of those people to go, but not the pinball media? All right, so we're going to see Transformers. We know now that Optimus Prime does not move or do anything at all. We know that Stan Bush's The Touch is not in the game at all. I also don't see Bumblebee anywhere. Bumblebee is based on a Volkswagen Bug, and are we going to get one of these Jurassic Park Jeep issues where Stern doesn't want to license the Volkswagen Bug? Are we going to get some generic looking Bumblebee? I don't know. Bumblebee is a major part of the cartoon. I'm not seeing him anywhere on the artwork, but I think he's probably going to be on the screen and in some of those pivotal moments because he does appear in so many of the pivotal scenes in the Transformers TV show. So look, even though Optimus is a huge disappointment, and I do think that Optimus Prime transforming was the major mechanism that everybody was hearing was going to blow us away. I don't think it was Megatron. I think it was Optimus. I also just think Transformers, the sum of its parts. I think Soundwave and Megatron and Optimus are going to look really big and really impressive under the glass. They're not flat plastics. I hear they look just like toys from the 1980s. So look, I am excited to see this game. I think when you get the Peter Cullen callouts and you've got the left side of the machine is the Autobots and the right side is the Decepticons and the shot layout looks really, really interesting in this game, I think it's going to be a good game. I really do. I really think Transformers is going to be one of the better Stern machines we've seen in a very long time. The only issue is this. You've got all these thousands of people that just got burned on a barren Pokemon that are waiting for this game to wake up. And before their Pokemon has even become anything decent, you've served up the next game. I mean, imagine being in a restaurant and you ordered a very expensive meal and your meal comes out and it's not fully cooked. And then you look over to the table next to you, someone who came in after you ordered a similar meal and their meal came with more on the plate and it was better prepared, you'd be disappointed. And I just think that's where I'm at. I think a lot of Stern buyers are just feeling disappointed. And seeing 32 Pokemon LEs for sale on Pinside alone, that's just Pinside, people. There's more on eBay, there's more in other places. There are so many people that bought this game to scalp it. I think the same thing will happen with Transformers. I encourage each and every one of you to remember this, that selling through does not mean it's sold.